I'm Bill Morris with Habitat Magazine, and with me today is the great Ira Meister, president of Matthew Adam Properties. Hello, Ira.
Hi, Bill.
Good to see you. Hey, listen, for co-op and condo boards, a big part of their world is the physical plant, the building systems, boilers, windows, facades, roofs, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Now, you've had a lot of experience with this, but you're having a devilish problem or have overcome a devilish problem recently with an HVA system. Tell me about that.
Well, interesting enough, one of our clients about 18 months ago, a little longer, purchased a HVAC system, state-of-the-art electrification system, for a little over $1.5 million. It's a new client to our firm, and it just would never work right. So they had us go over and take a look at it and try to decipher the problems for them.
Well, now, tell me about the building. How big is this building?
We have a very diversified portfolio. We have co-op, condo, rental, plus we do commercial properties and do a lot of for foreign government. This one was a combination residential and mission to the United States for government. So it had a number of residential units in it, and the bottom part were all consulate and mission offices. It was a very unique piece of property.
Well, now they redid their HVA system. Was that before Matthew Adams came on the scene? Was that prior to your being hired by the board?
It was before we came onto the scene. They had contracted directly with the manufacturer's representative, and they did not use an engineer or consultant. They felt they knew enough to get the system in, and the salesman pretty much convinced them they didn't need anybody.
Tell me about this HVAC system. It was a total redo of the whole building system?
It was a complete replacement of the system. It provided the heat, ventilating, air conditioning. It was a complete package system that was installed. They replaced the system, which was probably, 35 to 40 years old. So it was a complete install for them.
Okay, so it was a $1.5 million job. Was it electrification, or were they trying to meet the demands of the Climate Mobilization Act, or what? Was there an oil boiler, or what?
It was electrification. They were coming off of a city steam usage. So they were getting off city steam and going to their own system in-house.
Okay, so they did this job just with the manufacturer. They had no property manager. They didn't bring in engineers. What was the result when you got on the scene? How was the system functioning?
The system wasn't. I mean, it worked great for a few months, and then after a while, when it came to air conditioning season, air conditioning was pretty much non-existent. So basically what they did is they put the system in and gave them the owner's manual, part of the owner's manual, and said, good luck, run with it. There were a lot of things that were not told to them, and a lot of items that were not hooked up properly, and a lot of modifications had to be made to make the system work.
How did you figure that out? I mean, you're not an engineer. You're a pretty smart guy, but how did you figure it out?
Actually, my background is many years ago, I started out as an apprentice to a master builder. So I know a lot more about building systems than probably 99.9% of the property managers out there. So when I went to look at the system, there's certain telltale things you look for, where it's picking up its return air, where its exhaust is, how it's hooked up. So it's pretty easy to see things that, didn't look proper. And at that point, I advised them, perhaps we should bring in a mechanical engineer just to confirm what I was seeing. And they did, and I was pretty much spot on.
What were the problems specifically? Was it the circulation of the air, the heating or the cooling? What?
It was circulation of the air, and there was no return line. So in other words, the air would get up there and stay there. Nothing was coming back to the system. And the other thing is they never made any provisions for the unit to take in fresh air. So the unit was basically suffocating itself and turning itself off. So that was a major problem. So I had to make provisions to introduce fresh air into the machine, to the room, to bring the stale air back to the system. So it had a circulating system into the unit. And they never even showed them how to change filters and what the maintenance schedule for this building is. So it was a lot of work getting them up and running properly.
When you buy a car, you should always get an owner's manual. Same thing with an HVAC system, it sounds like to me.
Well, absolutely. And they should have advised them that they should put the system on some kind of a maintenance contract. If not from them, through a reputable vendor. They weren't advised anything. They were sold the system, and they figured, great, this is a big company. We bought it from. It's going to work. We're going to turn the keys and drive away. And it didn't work.
Didn't happen. Well, now, there's a lesson here, if I'm reading this story correctly, Ira. These people that ran this building before they hired you as a management company were running the building themselves. They didn't have vendors, engineers, structural electrical engineers. They were trying to run the building on their own, and it didn't pan out. What's your advice to buildings and boards that think they can do it on their own?
It's very difficult. I mean, on most major capital improvements, I would seek expert advice, if not engineer, an architect, if it's a knowledgeable property manager. There are so many things that should be done properly that aren't. I mean, you just can't, go online and say, gee, my building is 100,000 square feet and this unit works at 100,000 square feet, I'm going to buy it. You really need to take a look and get the right people involved, get professionals involved before you do any kind of expenditure like this.
Let me ask you a related question. You know, the Climate Mobilization Act is very much on the minds of co-op and condo boards right now. Everybody's trying to measure, reduce their building's carbon emissions. Is that adding a little bit of weight to this lesson that you're trying to give us today, do you think, or is it unrelated?
It is. It really is. Being in this business as long as I have, I've seen so many things come and go. You know, when they first started Local 11, all these engineers became Local Law 11 experts, and they all disappeared into the woodwork. Now I get ads and emails every day. I'm a Local 87, 97. I'm the expert. I know about this, that. You're going to have to wade through all this. It's a difficult time, and I really feel that a lot of the co-op condo boards are ripe to be taken advantage of. So they really need to do their homework.
Okay, well, who's going to help? Is that where the property manager steps in? Is the property manager the guiding light here?
I think property managers have a lot of experience. I know I've dealt with so many different engineering projects that, yes, property managers do have the experience and help them weed out the good and the bad and move forward. A lot of buildings are in panic, and not good to be in a panic mode when you're going to spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, on building improvements.
Not a time for a DIY project, eh?
Not at all.
All right. All right. Well, listen, Ira Meister of Matthew Adam Properties, thanks for joining us. And I think your words of wisdom should resonate with our co-op and condo board audience. Thanks so much.
I really hope so. Stay well. Thank you again.
Bye-bye.